This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. High-ranking U.S. and Israeli delegations flew from Israel Monday for a visit to Abu Dhabi, the first ever commercial flight from Israel to the United Arab Emirates. With reporters, Jared Kushner says he wants to thank and congratulate the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed on his leadership and goodwill.
Last year, he celebrated the Year of Tolerance and welcomed Pope Francis to the Gulf. And this year, he welcomes Israel. Mohammed bin Zayed is truly leading the new Middle East.
Israel and the UAE agreed to establish diplomatic relations earlier this month with the help of U.S. mediation. The United Arab Emirates will become the third Arab nation to have normalized relations with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. Sudanese leaders and rebel commanders agreed Monday on a historic peace deal, a crucial first step towards ending 17 years of conflict, an AFP correspondent said. Leaders of the Sudan Revolutionary Front, an umbrella organization of rebel groups from the western region of Darfur and the southern states of South Kordofan and Blue Nile, raised their fists in celebration after inking the deal. The agreement, struck in the capital of neighboring South Sudan, was initialed and not signed as a way to leave the door open for two key holdout rebel groups to join in a final agreement, officials said. A Lebanese diplomat has been appointed to form a new government in crisis-hit Lebanon after winning the backing of major political parties. President Michel Aoun asked Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, to form a new government after he secured 90 votes in the 128-member parliament. This is VOA News.